Hey geeks, welcome to episode 78 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. On this episode, Em and I are going to talk all things comics. We talk about some news coming out of DC and Marvel, some of our new favorite comics, some stuff we're looking forward to, all sorts of fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And just to clarify, later on in the podcast, we talk about the controversy over the Batgirl cover, and I said it was the nerdy girly. It is not. It is Comics and Cashmere, which is trendy, nerdy, cool over on Twitter. Enjoy the episode, guys. So this week, we're talking about comic books because we haven't talked about comic books in a very long time.
No, we haven't.
And there's lots to discuss.
There's a lot of news.
There's a bunch of new shakeups, a bunch of really cool new titles coming out. There's a bunch of titles ongoing that we love.
A bunch of titles that we love that are ending.
You're so bitter about this.
I am so bitter about the 616ing Marvel. Ugh. One of these days I'll get over it. Okay, so why don't I start there?
So go ahead.
If you guys are listening to us because you're like, hey, let's see what these chicks have to say about comics, get ready, because here we go. If you don't know what's been going on in the Marvel universe, you're either very new to comics or you've been sleeping under a rock, because we've been knowing Battle World is coming for a while and that the Secret Wars are coming. So yes. With these things coming down the pike, they're giving 33 books that they're currently producing are getting what they're calling a 616 finale, which is it ending in the canon Marvel universe as we know it.
Now, so, to be fair, playing a little bit of devil's advocate here, to be fair, they could be coming back.
Yes, okay, fine, sure. Like the person, this article that I found about it on the Mary Sue, I absolutely love what Sam says at the very end. So, Captain Marvel and Thor are ending, but not ending, probably, but rebooting, but maybe after several month hiatus. Okay, great, got it. That's exactly how I feel.
That is pretty much what is happening.
But that is exactly how I feel. We have no idea if they're coming back. And the reason I am so ticked off about this is because two books that I absolutely adore are getting a 616. Angela Asgard's Assassin and Thor.
Yes, but let's be fair. Thor has been outselling its normal numbers for a while now, so they're most likely going to bring that one back.
Yes, and the other part of it is, the other part that I had to be told and calmed down about, is that while, yes, Thor may be getting a 616 ending in this universe, she might wind up in Battle World.
There you go.
So it's not like they're ending all of these books and everyone is being killed. It's also that, you know, Battle World might only go on for maybe a year worth of issues and then these guys will start to trickle back. So we don't know. So that's why I kind of like the way Sam said it at the end of the article on the Mary Sue, you know. So it's ending, but not ending, probably.
But maybe
rebooting.
Sort of.
Kind of, sort of. So it's very up in the air about what really is ending and what's happening. But there are so many books on this list that are, it's sad, like Elektra, Captain Marvel, Storm.
I mean, we'll put the list up for you guys so you can see it. But also, like, again, as I said, with Thor, that's been upselling, so that'll probably come back. And Captain Marvel, are you kidding me? They announced a movie. There's no way that title is going into the ether.
Not only did they announce a movie, but, like, the new comic that they're putting out, Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps, that's going to be in the Secret Wars thing, mm-hmm. looks so awesome just from the artwork. And I have read maybe 4 or 5 issues of Captain Marvel, and it was interesting, and I like the character, but it didn't grab me enough to keep buying the issues. I'm definitely going to pick up Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps because it looks so cool. The 616 thing really hurt. when I first read it. I was like,
she's not kidding. She was so upset. I was she's still livid. She's still on all of this.
I and was yet, livid.
It's time to remind her once again. It's okay.
I know that it's okay. I really do. It's just
okay.
Just two of my favorite comic book characters are getting the axe, and I was like, no. We just got them. They've had 6 issues. Ugh.
Don't take them away so quickly.
Don't take them away from me. But with that being said, the Secret Wars titles that they have revealed, some of them are really super cool.
And I'm not going to lie. I know it's super weird, but I'm kind of really excited for Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos. Not the same Howling Commandos as Captain America's See, Howling Commandos. These are literal monster commandos.
I knew you were going to be like, I can't wait to read this. And I read the description for it and I went, no.
Well, first of all, did you read, what was it, a few months back?
Return of the Living Deadpool?
No. It was Deadpool versus Dracula or Dracula versus Deadpool.
No, I did not.
Okay, so that sets up how he meets this wife. And she's actually kind of badass.
I'm not saying it's for her. I just read the description and it started talking about the commandos being these, like, werewolf and vampire and zombie and mummy. And I went, I'm out.
See, the thing is, had you read that series, they all appear in that series and Deadpool kind of takes them all out. So it's kind of fun that way.
Okay. I'll give you that.
To be fair, they didn't really get much time to shine because they had to be eliminated. So if you guys, what happened?
Here, let me tell you guys what. So Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling Commandos issue number one is going to be set in Monster Metropolis, which is an underground city buried deep below Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
The Commandos are, and I quote, Werewolf by Night, Frankenstein's Monster, The Living Mummy, Man-Thing, and Marcus the Centaur. Those are the commandos.
Marcus the Centaur! Come on! How could you not love a centaur named Marcus?
I'm sorry. I just can't.
I mean, it's okay. You're allowed to be wrong every now and then.
Oh, please. I'm not saying that, like, the cover of this doesn't look really awesome. She looks super cool. Not gonna lie about that.
She's ridiculous.
But this does not grab me by the description.
It's all right. When you read the first issue, you'll change your mind.
I don't have to read the first issue. This is not Pop-Tarts. I'm not forced to read it.
I'm not saying you have to, but you will.
Well, along with that, they're giving us Married Spider-Man. So
you're going to be married again.
Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows for Secret Wars is basically what this article that M sent me is titled. So they're bringing back Peter Parker, Mary Jane Watson's marriage, and their daughter for what they're calling the, quote, last Spider-Man story. It's going to be written by Dan Slott, which means it's going to be good.
Right. But again, when they say last Spider-Man...
Yeah, what does that mean?
It doesn't necessarily mean last of all Spider-Mans. Perhaps it's the last of Peter Parker.
Did you hear, by the way, that it's going to be Peter Parker in the... in the Marvel movie?
Is it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Why can't we get Donald Glover as Miles Morales?
I agree.
Why can't we have that? This is why we can't have nice things, Marvel.
I wholeheartedly agree. So they're going to bring back Spidey, Married Spidey, and Spider-Kid in the comics.
Spider-Kid. Well, I feel like they popped up somewhere in the verse.
I have no idea. I'm not a spider of any variety.
I'm not an overly liker. Spider. Well, Spider-Gwen is awesome, by the way. I'm very excited about that title.
I did enjoy the first book. I didn't pick up issue 2 yet. I haven't been to the comic book store in about a month.
Oh, well, it's good. We're going through it. I do enjoy Spider-Gwen. I will say I'm not so much a Spider-Man fan, but I love Dan Slott. So
Dan Slott's pretty awesome, dude.
His run on She-Hulk was amazing.
Was great, yes. His run on She-Hulk was great.
I was able to pick it up at PhillyCon last year, actually. I got the whole set.
Oh, I remember you buying that, yeah.
And I coveted it and carried it around very gently. And it's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite runs. Not that I didn't like the She-Hulk run that just ended recently. which I'm still mildly devastated that ended.
I liked it. I just lost the time to sit down and read it. I think I have the first 10, maybe less.
There's only 12. You should invest in the other two.
I'll get them eventually.
No, I absolutely, I loved it. But there's things I would have liked differently, but I feel like because it was so short, there wasn't much to go. I mean, that comic is also responsible for my fight with Matt Murdock for a while. Don't worry, we've made up.
I was just going to say, I think you've made up with Matt Murdock.
Matt and I have clearly made up, but it was a little touch and go for a while, our relationship. You know, he was prosecuting Captain America. Leave my Stevie alone.
Stevie.
It was very upsetting to me. But then, you know.
Ooh, I read, what did I read? So if you guys have been paying attention to our Twitter account, you know that I actually had the opportunity, which was so fun, to hop on a friend of ours' podcast. Johnny Destructo is a really, I'll call him a good friend. He's a good comic book friend of mine. He works at the comic book store that I go to and runs a podcast with two of his friends called Pop-Tarts Go, Pop-Tarts Podcast. And I was on there last week talking about all things comics, which was super fun. And we talked about, what is the book? Oh, I cannot think of it at the moment. The book that we read last week had a different version of the Avengers than we know. So it wasn't really the Avengers. They just brought in a couple of the characters that we know. So it was Thor, She-Thor, Captain America, who happened to be an African-American woman, which was really cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was so cool. She's the daughter of Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. So it's Danielle, I believe. Danielle
coming
Cage.
Coming to Netflix.
Yes, Jessica Jones coming to Netflix.
It was also Luke Cage.
So fun to read it. And then I come to find out from those guys that this is just going to be a single issue type thing. So this was issue one of this book, which I promise you guys I will find out and tweet out to you or put it in our blog post because I suck right now not thinking of it. But the next instance of us seeing these characters again is going to be in an issue one of all new Avengers. And then it'll be issue one of Ultimate Avengers. It's not going to be a series. And I went, wait a minute. I'm not going to be able to pick up issue two of this? That sucks. But it was a really fun read. As soon as I was like, wait a minute. Captain America's a chick. This is awesome.
I'm on it.
It was so cool. So yeah, you guys, it's episode number 283 of Pop-Tarts. I tweeted it out there a couple times. I believe I put it on our Facebook group. Really fun. I had a great time talking to those guys, and we talked about all different things, including the new Princess Leia comics, which I think are pretty awesome.
I'm not against them.
You're not against them?
I don't love them as much as I thought I was going to, but I don't dislike them either.
I use the word love loosely. I really love the idea of it and where they're trying to go with it. I'm hopeful. It's only been 2 issues, so how much of the story can you really tell in 2 issues?
Right.
It's kind of like watching a TV series and only watching the first 20 minutes and going, nope.
Well, sometimes you just know.
Yeah, but I mean, I try.
No, I know. We have the 3-episode rule.
We have our 3-episode rule. So I'm going to give Princess Leia at least, with comics, I at least try to give them a 5-issue look. You know,
it's a limited run. I think it only is 5 issues.
Yeah. So I think the Darth Vader one was as well. Which I think they're on 4 with the Darth Vader one.
Quite possibly.
So, I mean, we talked about this on Pop-Tarts, but the issue one of Princess Leia was kind of just establishing the characters, and then issue two was kind of starting to talk to the story.
Right.
Which is Leia off trying to find the last member, or the last people left over from when Alderaan was exploded.
When Alderaan was a thing.
When Alderaan existed. So, yes. But yeah, we talked about that. We talked about, this is another fun thing. So DC cracks me up and decided they were going to do their own Battle World deal called Convergence. So I, on Pop-Tarts, we read Convergence issue 0.
Oh, because DC is big on the 0 issues.
Oh, they love the 0 issues, man. And JD put it perfectly. It's basically the 0 issue could have been a recap in the first issue. Pretty much. So
always.
Now, I'm going to preface this with I am not the so much the Superman fan. Never have been. Just don't dig the character. Nothing against him or anything. I just don't dig the character.
He's boring.
He is boring.
Sorry, guys. I'll put it straight out there. I believe it's boring.
He is boring. So opening this issue to begin with, I went, oh, it's Superman. Crap. But then reading it, I got to the end of it, and I was like, I still have, like, 8 questions that were not answered. And apparently, if you've been reading Superman all along, you know what's going on. I was like, but this is a zero issue. I should be able to pick it up as a new Superman reader and understand what's going on, and I have no clue.
Sure.
So it was rather difficult. But anyway, Convergence, in issue one, they talk about the Brainiac basically has Superman in this suspended reality, and he's telling him that he has gone to his metropolis, and he's going to do this, that, or the other thing in his metropolis. But there are all these different metropolises all over the place. Basically, like what Marvel's doing with Battleworld, they're taking all of the pits of the dimensions, and they're all converging on one planet. So I was just like, wait, why are both comic book companies doing the same thing in the same month of the same year? What are we doing?
Well, that's generally how this works.
I mean, I tried to think about it and figure out whether or not I read any DC books, and I don't. I read Marvel books, Image books, and Dark Horse books.
Oh, I read some DC.
Yeah, I don't pick up any DC on a regular basis. So, I mean, I have a couple issues of like when Babs Tarr first started writing Batgirl, and like a couple of those. But I'm not big on the DC. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't, like, obviously I dig Arrow, and I like The Flash, and I like Gotham. I liked Gotham. So I like characters. I really, really like Barbara Gordon as a character. Barbara Gordon as a character. Sorry. I screwed that up earlier today, and I said Barbara Keene to somebody else, and I was like, eh.
Nay.
Nay.
No, I actually have a fair share of DC books that I'm picking up, partially because I grew up on the Batman the Animated Series, which I still say is the ultimate of any superhero cartoon.
I will not discredit that.
End all be all. That is what I grew up on, and I still think it's one of the best animated series that I have ever watched or will ever watch. Furthermore, but I am picking up a bunch of DC books. I, of course, am the queen of Harley Quinn, and straight on that series. Also, any book she's involved in tends to be mine. We all know I have a weird love for Dick Grayson.
You do have an interesting love for Dick
Grayson. Not so weird. I have an interesting relationship with Dick. You're welcome, folks. What? The ads for the new books were You Don't Know Dick.
Of course they were.
And I thought that was the greatest campaign. Anyway, I do love me some Dick Grayson. I always have them. I'm not so much a Robin lover as I am a lover of Dick Grayson, be it Robin or Nightwing, or now just Grayson, which, come on, guys, he's a freaking spy. That's awesome. He's like James Bond, but like acrobat-y. I don't know why you aren't all jumping on this. But I pick up Harley Quinn, I pick up Grayson. I'm reading Gotham Academy, which is actually really interesting. It's a little bit lighter than most of the DC canon, which tends to be very dark. And I also find it fascinating to see this new generation who have never known a world where there was no Batman.
That's pretty interesting.
Plus, 3 major characters are female. The main character is female, and there's 2 other prominently featured female characters, which I really dig. I have a thing for female character-led comic books.
I think we both do.
It's what I do. But
fairly
I'm also
certain we both do.
I mean, it's what I do. I'm also picking up, as you said, we both love to watch Arrow and The Flash, and I'm picking up the comic books that correlate to the TV show. Mm-hmm. There's season 2.5 for Arrow, which is showing you everything that happened between season 2 and season 3. So you find out all the stuff that happened over the summer, basically. And then I believe Flash is calling their run season 0. But I'm a little bit behind on that one, so I'm not fully sure what they're discussing at the moment. I also just finished picking up Batman Eternal.
Oh, that's right, Batman Eternal.
I'm a little behind on it, though, because I am missing one episode in the middle. I'm missing an issue.
You're missing an episode.
I'm missing an episode. There are episodes I'm missing.
You have an issue.
I have an issue because I'm missing an episode.
Ooh. I think I stopped picking up Batman Eternal in the 30s.
Oh, no. It was a thing for me. There were 52 weeks. I was getting all of them.
I know. I'm very excited.
I'm only missing, I think it's issue 40 is what I miss. It's either 39 or 40 is the one I'm missing.
39 or 40. Well, when you figure it out.
This will be remedied shortly. Don't worry.
I think that's all I'm picking up from DC, though. I have a lot of Marvel. I have a bunch of Image. A couple Dark Horse.
Speaking of Image.
Yes.
Image is responsible for one of my favorite things that has now happened. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not Image. I totally lied. I meant to say IDW.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this?
No.
IDW is responsible for Gem and the Hologram.
Here we go.
I have been waiting for months to talk about this.
Here we go.
This is how I got her to watch the classic cast on Gem.
Yes, but mind you, Kate has not read the Gem comic.
Which is wrong.
Eh.
Are you... This is where Kate and I disagree on things. So, I am the I will fully admit, full disclosure, I am the demographic this was written for.
Are you?
I was the girl who grew up loving Gem. So to see a whole new take on it, like, you know the nostalgia generation was going to jump on this as soon as they announced the release. And to make it even better, one of my favorite writers, Kelly Thompson, who wrote the book that I keep telling you all you should buy, Storykiller, because it was just that good.
Oh, yes, I have to read it. I have it.
Did I give it to you?
Yes, you did. You gave it to me for my birthday Christmas.
See? I felt you needed to read it.
I've been jonesing for a train book lately. Actually, I'm about to get a book I've been looking forward to is coming in the mail on Wednesday.
You can finish this by Wednesday.
Well, not just on the train. But I do, yeah, I forgot that I had that. I have it upstairs sitting on my bookcase.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So she wrote this, and it's so funny because I ended up getting the book almost by accident.
Yeah, didn't she crowdfund for it?
It was a crazy random happenstance. She happened to be doing a Kickstarter, and one of the artists, her Kickstarter book had artwork in it that she commissioned from different artists, and one of the artists happened to be someone who was working on Lumberjanes, who tweeted out or tumbled out the link to the Kickstarter, and I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, this seems like kind of cool. I'm a sucker for fairy tales and that kind of stuff, and it was like a reimagining of fairy tale-dom, if you will, which is, you know, my forte. And so I was like, oh, cool, like, I'll kick in enough money to get a book. That'll be fine. So I did that. Months later, the book shows up. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. It comes in, like, kind of cool packaging and that kind of stuff. It's very pretty. I've, of course, you know, the hardcover edition with all the shiny, glossy pages. And one day, I just threw it in my – it kind of sat around for a little bit. Then I threw it in my backpack to bring to work and read on the train, and I became obsessed.
I remember this.
I finished it very, very quickly.
Matter of fact, if you guys go back and listen to our podcast, you'll probably hear M freaking out over this book.
Most likely. I've mentioned it several times. So anyway, what happened was she had sent out an update after the book went out, and she was like, guys, because I didn't realize this was going to be a series. I thought it was a one-off. It is not a one-off, folks. Know that going in. Totally worth it.
You're trying to make me get addicted to something else.
No, but you just have to read the book is so good. Like, if you can stop after this book, more power to you. But I need to know what happens. So she tweets out this, she sends out an email to all her backers, and she's like, hey guys, really sorry, I've fallen behind, it's going to take a little longer than expected for the next book, but, you know, it's because it's something really exciting, and some of you will think it's really cool, and some of you won't care. And she goes, I'm writing for the Gem of the Holograms comic book, and I swear to you guys, I may have screamed out loud. That is how excited I was. I was like, someone who I love the way they write is writing for Gem? Because they're going to mess with the movie. The movie's going to be horrible. I predict this now. But the books are really cute. They also, what's really nice about them is the four girls, the main girls, as of right now, is who we've seen, and eventually the Misfits, are all different shapes and sizes.
I adore that, by the way. I was looking at the artwork, and they are all a different, yeah, it's great. I love it. The body diversity is just stunning.
It's amazing.
It's in an age where we have young susceptible women being fed nothing but like the perfect, beautiful Hollywood celebrity. This is awesome. It's like, I'm at a loss for words. I am so proud.
Also, speaking of diversity, in this book, two of the female characters are going to be homosexual. At least two that we know of right now. There's silence on your end.
Oh no, I was reading the article. I'm looking at the costumes and the clothes on them all. Because I saw there's a cosplayer that I follow on Instagram who is doing this gem.
Oh, I wanted to do that.
It's really awesome. I was watching her do her wig over the course of the last week in pictures. And I was like, this is so cool.
But yes, so that's bringing in even more diversity to the comic book world that is Gem.
The comic book world that is Gem.
The comic book world that is Gem. But no, that's kind of really awesome because how many non-heterosexual female lead characters, not that they're Gem, but Gem isn't, it's going to be Kimber and Stormer, but like, they are significant players, and how many of those do we have in the comic book universe?
I can think
of... I mean, there's here or there, you have a few.
Right, and I can think of three at the moment.
Cassandra Cain. Mm-hmm. Renee Montoya. Mm-hmm. Who's the other one?
Well, if you're reading Bitch Planet, there are a couple of...
I'm talking about more...
Mainstream
titles. No, not that Gem is all that mainstream, but it is based off of a property that was mainstream, so I'm kind of counting it.
Yeah, now mainstream...
No. And Cassandra Clare wasn't... Cassandra Clare, she wrote The Mortal Instruments. I'm sorry, Cassandra Cain.
Cassandra Clare.
Cassandra
Clare just went, wait, I'm a superhero?
That'd be awesome, right? Hey, she wrote about cool things. Her books were awesome.
I have not read them.
If someone could actually turn those properties into some sort of media, that would be great, because everyone seems to be failing. That is not the point. The point is, there was issue over Cassandra Cain, Batwoman, getting married.
There's always going to be an issue in the comic book world.
But I think they decided not to do it. Not that it happened and then there was controversy. I think it was sort of like, no, we can't have her do that.
I don't remember reading anything about that. The most recent controversy I know about in comic book world was the Batgirl cover that got pulled.
Let's talk about that.
Can we? Because I thought it was a load of crap.
It was. Here's my thing. I can understand how some people would be upset by it. I personally wasn't. But it was a variant cover.
Not only was it a variant cover, it was the artist's way of paying homage to a book that most of us, if we're into this, I actually own The Killing Joke.
I know. So do I. It's one of the few books.
Yeah, I have it in hardcover. I bought it when we went to that Paley Center thing where we got to meet Kevin Conroy and a bunch of the other artists from DC. And I loved it. I thought it was great. So the artist was paying homage to The Killing Joke. And DC is dark and gritty as it is. Now, looking at this cover, again, variant cover. Looking at this cover, I am a woman older than Batgirl is at the moment. She's a teenager at the moment, isn't she?
I think she's in her 20s.
I don't remember how old she is. I just know they did the redesign of her costume, and it just, to me, kind of started to make her look a little teeny. I love it.
It does, but I think she's technically like college age.
Okay. So she's,
if not maybe just out of college, because she's doing a whole thesis thing.
Okay. But still, so she's, not that at any age a woman in this particular situation would not be a bit controversial. A woman in this situation is controversial no matter what. Mm-hmm. Because I know where everyone was thinking of it going. But I'm a woman still in my 20s, and not for much longer, but I'm still in my 20s. Looking at this variant cover, I went, why did they pull this?
Well, because the other thing, too, is The Killing Joke is still part of her canon. Like, they found a way to make her, like, walk again, but they didn't take that away from her canon. You know what I mean? It's not right. like they rebooted. It's an entirely different world. That never happened.
Exactly. However, I did read that it was the artist's decision to have it pulled. It's not like DC, you know, went, oh, we crapped the bed. Let's get rid of it. The artist
often do.
Yeah, which they often do. The artist is the one who decided to have it pulled because he didn't want to offend anyone. He wanted to just keep everybody happy. And instead right. of having, and I did not, in passing, I didn't see anything about this as a controversy until the articles started being written about it being a controversy. I didn't see anything on Tumblr, on Twitter, on any form of social media where anybody was lashing out and going, this is horrible, it needs to go away. Unlike that Spider-Woman variant cover. Which
Spider-Butt.
Yes, the Spider-Butt. Which had its own issues, but again, that was also a variant cover that needed to be ordered.
Well, again, here's my issue. I am not... And I said the same thing when it came to the Spider-Butt cover. I don't necessarily want that, but I don't feel it's right for you to be like, no one may have the thing. It's not like it's the subscription cover. It's not like it's the cover that's coming out to be main for all the comic shops. It is a variant.
Right.
If somebody wants it, you know, that's their boat. Let them have it.
But for any of you who might be listening to us and don't know what this storyline involves, the Killing Joke is where the Joker cripples Barbara Gordon by shooting her, but then he strips her and takes photos of her to torment her father with.
Yeah, it's pretty dark, folks.
It is really dark.
It's disturbing and dark.
It's an exceptionally well-written piece of comic book literature out there. And it's a really...
But it also... turning point.
Right, and it changes Barbara Gordon's story, and she becomes Oracle after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important character development point for her. Which is why I think, and what really cracks me up is the people who I see the most, which we follow the Nerdy Girly on Twitter, and she did a whole write-up about, like, do you find this controversial? Because I didn't. The amount of women who are of and around the same age that Batgirl is in this particular drawing that are going, I didn't see a problem with it, is extremely high. So it's unfortunate for the artist that there were enough people to make a stink about it that he decided to have it pulled and just keep the piece. But I didn't find it offensive, and I thought it highlighted an important character development for her. So who's to say who's right? It's just unfortunate. Like you said, even if you don't want the cover, maybe somebody else does.
Right.
So.
And it's not... It just bothers me when art, I use that word loosely sometimes, but like when it gets censored because some people don't like it. Again, if this was like the main cover and there was such controversy, all right, maybe. But it's a variant. Variants, you have to go get yourself to spend the extra money on. Variants aren't generally cheap.
No, yeah, it's true. They're usually...
So if someone wants to spend the, like, $5 to $50, wherever it falls in on it, you know, why can't they?
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, that whole controversy is the last one that I remember hearing about. The art issues with comic books, which there are so many other ones, guys. Really, we're going to fight over variant covers.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many other things we should work on first.
Yeah, like us having to have women in a boob and butt pose all the time.
All the time. Hawkeye Initiative for Life. My favorite was slightly off topic, but there was a cosplayer once going around at one of the cons who would ask people when they want, he was dressed as Hawkeye, and when they asked to take a picture of them, he would ask if they want like a serious pose or a Hawkeye Initiative pose.
I adore it. Anyway, on to more fun things. Let's get away from the negatives and have more fun with comics. We have some interesting Gwen Stacy variants that are coming out in June.
So excited! I really do love Spider-Gwen. I do.
My favorite thing that is said in this article is But what if Gwen Stacy had lifted Mjolnir to become Thor, Gwen of Thunder?
Or what about the Ingwenable Hulk?
Ingwenable Hulk.
Or Gwenum.
It was just so great. I'm so looking forward to these covers. They're going to be so cool. So,
you know what's so sad, though? And this is why they do this. Part of me is now like, well, now I want covers for these series. I don't read. I don't want to read the series. I just want the cover.
Right. That's the problem.
That's why they do this. That's why they do this.
This is another good one. Just wait till you see Chip Zdarsky's Brian Michael Gwendis.
Yep.
Lord have mercy.
So, I do love me some Chip Zdarsky.
He's great. I love Chip. So, and I love his work. But there's a great amount of them. It's 20 existing titles in June that are going to have this, including Black Widow, Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, Groot.
More importantly, Groot number one.
Yes, Groot number one. Shield number seven, which I am reading Shield. Shield's really good, but let me tell you one thing. My favorite part of every issue is at the very end, and it's a little one-page comic called Fitz and Henry.
And Henry is his intelligent monkey.
Is his AI monkey. I love it.
I'm not going to lie, that is the best part of the whole
every month, I swear, every month I take a picture of it and tweet it or put it on Instagram. Every month. It's so dang funny. You want to know how much I love Fitz? I just got a new horse and I named him Fitz.
As you should. Fitz is
amazing.
But it
fits him. It really does fit him.
But it fits him?
It fits him. Oh, haha. I didn't even make that joke before. But
no, you did.
I didn't mean to. It was inadvertent. But the name really does suit him very well, because we pretty much saved him and he's very sick right now and we're trying to get him well.
Oh no! Why do you have to make it sad?
I didn't make it sad. I named him that because it's appropriate.
No, it's sad.
No, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And he's super cute pony. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to have him. We were just overplaying with him this tonight, which is why he's on my mind. So anyway, back to comics. So yes, there's going to be 22 different titles, or 20 existing titles that are going to have these variant covers coming out in June. The Gwen variants. So yeah, make sure you check out your local comic book store. In May,
they're going to have the New York City variants.
Yes, so many of these look so cool. The all-new Hawkeye one, I love. He's sitting there with a teddy bear.
Oh, yeah, Coney Island.
And the Shield number 6 variant is great. It's got the Statue of Liberty in the background.
And Lola.
I love Lola.
And May. All very important things in our life.
Spider-Gwen's going to be hanging off a building. Thor number 8 is also going to have a New York City variant. Good on it.
And Ms. Marvel 15.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Howard the Duck number 3.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. I picked up Howard the Duck. Y'all can read the summary review, whatchamacallit, over on the blog. I'll link it up for you. But I picked up number 1 totally as kind of a joke. I ended up really liking it.
As kind of a joke, and yet she really enjoys it.
There were so many wonderful cameos. In the first couple pages, you have She-Hulk, because he got office space in the same building as her. And she hates him.
Of course she does.
And Spider-Man shows up, and Rocket.
Ant-Man number 5's variant cover is kind of funny. He's standing on a hot dog cart. Like, this is great.
As you do. I love, like I said, I love when Marvel and DC do their variants, but
they're super fun. It's just then you all of a sudden want like 8 comics that you never read. I have all of the DC Bombshell covers. And I don't read them. Well, I'm all of them, just because they're all Bombshells. And I went, I want to do some artwork with this.
That was difficult, staying away from that one. And also, the month they did all the Harley Quinn covers was really difficult for me.
I'm sure that was like Sophie's choice.
It was. It was quite. But I refrained from those. I have a few of the Lego covers, too.
I think I have one of the Lego covers.
I think I have Harley and Grayson.
I don't remember. It's really funny how I pick and choose certain things that I'm going to collect as well. So I'm like, yes, I want this. Oh, wait, I have yet to read it. I have every issue of Black Widow. I still have not read it.
Huh.
I refuse to give up on it, though. I've heard such great things about it, so I will read it eventually. I haven't gotten a chance to catch up on it. I'm also way behind on X-Files Season 10, which, Joe Harris, I apologize.
Because he is a long-time listener.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He could
long-time
probably...
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, Joe Harris and I chat about the Islanders every now and then. I've had several interactions with the man on Twitter, and they have all been about hockey.
I just picked up his new one, the Millennium, issues 1 and 2.
Let me know how that is.
We'll see. I have to get to that. But, you know, that's why you continue to buy them, so that you know that you've got a chunk that you can go back and read.
There's a couple series that I have not read issue 1 of yet, but I do have them stockpiling. Witches and Bucky Barnes.
Oh, Bucky Barnes.
Which I'm missing issue 1. I have every one except issue 1. So,
of course.
We have to go and order that.
That's what Comic-Con is for.
Oh, no. I'm going to be doing a Things from Another World order. Guys, if you do not have a local comic shop, I cannot highly suggest enough going to thingsfromanotherworld.com, TFAW.com. They have a great selection. They have deals of the day where they drastically mark down stuff.
And they do have a scratch and dent section, which is pretty spectacular. Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, they have amazing customer service.
Yes. I ordered my first comic book from them.
No.
Yep. And it came bagged and boarded and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Yeah, no, I had ordered a couple of books and they only sent me one.
That hurts.
And so I had emailed them. Well, first of all, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, because they don't have the same hours as normal people because they're in a different time zone. And I sent them an email, got an email back by the end of the day. And then I think within 2 days or less, I had the other book.
That's not bad.
It was just over 24 hours, I think, for them to send me a new one. And they like overnighted it.
That's great.
Yeah. So I cannot recommend them enough.
We are all about good customer service here at It's All Geeks Me Radio.
Give me good customer service, you have me for life.
Well, I think we about talked about all of this lovely, good comic book news. Is there an issue from the last couple of months that was one of your favorites?
That is a very good question. Well, I'm totes loving the Gem and the Howard the Duck. We've discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
The series that right now I'm loving a lot is actually Dark Horse, Lady Killer.
Oh, Lady Killer is so good. I finally got caught up in it. I got issues 1, 2, and 3 all in one go. Awesome book, you guys. 4. If you are, yeah, I haven't gotten it yet, but it's in my box waiting for me. If you guys have not read Lady Killer, it is just looking at the first cover, I love everything about it. The time period, this chick is covered in blood. It's Lady Killer. What is this? And as soon as I read the first issue, I was addicted.
Mm-hmm. It's set in the 60s or the
50s?
50s. It's set in the 1950s. It's a housewife who's also an assassin.
And trying to balance the life of an assassin and a home life with her husband and children and keeping it from her husband and children.
He has no idea. It's kind of brilliant. She ends up in a Playboy-esque club at one point for a mission in the little bunny ears.
Yes, that, oh man, such a good book. Which the issue 1 that I had to get was the second printing. When a book gets a second printing, you know it's popular. So if you guys have the chance to go and get it, either get it, you can get it digitally, or, you know, we always like to recommend getting it paper.
Right. Or you could always, I feel at some point soon they have to put out the full.
Oh, they'll probably put out a volume soon. Yeah.
A volume. I believe it's only 5 issues. Yes, it's 5 issues because the final issue is the next
so
one.
So the trade will probably come out soon.
Mm-hmm. It is. I couldn't believe I picked it up before you did.
I
Because looking at the cover, it is so you. And I happen to...
I think I didn't know about it, and you're the one that told me about it.
Yes. See, the problem was I used to go browse Things from Another World every week to see everything that was coming out. And that's a problem because that was very detrimental to my wallet. But I saw the cover and I was like, what is this? And so, of course, you know, I read through it and I was like, well, I really, this needs to happen. So I went down and it was there and I picked it up. That's the thing. A lot of the times I will write up a list, as we've actually been doing it for a couple weeks now, the list of everything new coming out that I'm picking up. I'm using air quotes here because I tend to like write a lengthy list and then I get to the shop and go,
yes, and for the record, it is M's list, not our list.
I know.
I know. I'm just letting them know. Like, my stuff's not included because I show up at the comic book store about once a month.
Right. It's not included to exclude you.
No, it's just, no.
I tend to be.
It's just that M gets to go on a regular basis. I get to go about once a month.
So. I walk out there and they say, I walk out of the store and they go, see you next week.
Yes.
But yeah, so I will go through things and I tend to overwrite the list just in case. And then I go in and see what I really want, what's there. Sometimes things aren't there and I get very sad. Generally, I think there's only been twice that I've gone for something and it wasn't there.
That hurts.
It does. The first time it was Lumberjanes, which I was waiting for months to come out, and I was like, oh.
You were excited about that, for sure.
I know. I've since given up on that one. It was super cute, but I needed to pare down my list, and it was originally supposed to be an 8-book series. So, like, I had committed to the first 8.
Yeah. Well, I dropped Captain Marvel and something else a couple months back. I forget what.
I did drop a bunch of things just sheerly because I was spending a lot of money on comics each week. And I was behind, and there was certain stuff I was behind on that I wasn't, like, upset about. But I still have a pretty considerable list. I generally walk out of the store with 9 to 10 books a week.
Now, I think the worst... No, I say worst. The biggest... The best I have done at the comic book store in a month was, or whenever I've gone in, was 12 books in one go.
I feel like I've gone past that.
You probably have. But I also had them, I had to have them order a couple of things for me or get them over from their other store. So it, yeah, but. I mean, but now thinking back to the last couple of months, I am, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm really digging Thor right now. I like what they're doing with the character. They're keeping her identity a secret still. So it's a huge freaking question mark. I would
it's
really
it's getting
like
a little them. Annoying though.
It is getting annoying, but it's a really, really fun read. But I think aside from Lady Killers, which I really dug, I think my new favorite that's come out in the last couple of months is the S.H.I.E.L.D. comic, because it's a different storyline than what they're doing in the show.
See, I don't know how I feel about that, because I've always loved Marvel for their complete continuity.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason I've loved them so much. So, but I don't know. It's not bad by any means. I do enjoy it, and I pick it up when it comes out, but...
Yeah, I pick it up every... You know, when it comes out as well. And the other thing that I really enjoyed reading was the Ant-Man Prelude, because I was not interested in Ant-Man at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I know I'm going to have to go and see it. And picking up the Prelude made me go, okay, now I'm interested.
Well, now I want to see it.
Because now I kind of know a bit more about his backstory. So it's going to be interesting. I am the worst one at knowing what's going to be coming out next week or next month in terms of comics. I just kind of show up at the comic book store and I go, oh, that's what was in my bin. Awesome.
Meanwhile, I have an app that tells me what I'm picking up each week.
Exactly. I probably should download that app. At least then I would know it was coming.
It's not always. Sometimes things that have been announced to come out a certain week but then get moved don't get moved in the app. But for the most part, it is generally... Yeah. It's about as accurate as Things from Another World, so.
Yeah, which is not always accurate.
No.
But, you know, you guys, send us an email, tweet us, let us know what your thoughts were on some of these things, some of the, you know, Convergence and Battle World. What do you feel? How did you feel about the Batgirl cover? Are you reading Gem, and are you as excited about it as Em is? What's up?
No one is.
I think there's got to be at least someone.
No one is as excited. Other people are reading. No one is as excited.
But we'll put up a blog post sometime tomorrow with all the links to the stuff that we talked about tonight, and you can find that over at itsallgeektomeradio.com. If you have any, like I said, questions, comments, anything you want to put in the discussion that we just talked about, you can email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com or tweet us at allgeek2, the number 2, me radio. You can find us over on Facebook, over on Tumblr, Instagram, Pinterest, any form of social media, we're out there. And until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great week in geek.